we've got a lot of belief amongst us, and we're really up for the game. I mean, it was a really positive performance in the Slovenia game. I thought we created a lot of chances and probably should have scored more than just the one Chris Martin goal. But if you look at that game and the previous England game as well, I thought we, again, played well. We just didn't take our chances that game, and England did. That was the difference. So hopefully on Saturday we'll take our chances.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because, you know, so much rides on this result. If Scotland lose, then it's a disaster in football terms. If Scotland win, suddenly they're right back in the qualification race.
Yeah, it is a difficult one, and it's, I don't think that will be playing in the minds of the players. It certainly will be in the fans, but I just hope we can get that win and hopefully then go on and continue the form into the end of the campaign and qualify for that World Cup, which we need. It's something we've been missing for the past years, you know.
Now, the simple answer to the next question, Aidan, is score more goals than them, but, you know, how do we beat England? How do we get at them, and how do we beat them?
Well, I think everyone's been going on about this Celtic factor kind of thing. I think it has to play a part. I mean, what, we're going to have six players, I think it is, and from the Celtic setup playing, well, hopefully playing on Saturday. And they'll be looking at each other. You know, they've won every game this year, every domestic game, which has got to breed confidence throughout the team. And then you've also got the likes of Snodgrass and Ryan Fraser as well, who can, you know, ultimately hurt teams. They've shown that in the Premier League. So I would hope that they've got enough to hurt England on Saturday.
And how important is it? We hear this so often before football matches, don't we? The supporters could be a 12th man. How relevant is that phrase for this game?
Well, I think you just have to look. It's a 50,000 sellout at Hampden. Place is going to be bouncing come kick-off time. It's always a great atmosphere against England, but this game would have been a must-win for us. It's just going to be incredible atmosphere. I'm sure you know, the anthems will be special. They'll have the music playing over the tannoy, proclaimers, you name it, it'll be playing, and I think the place will just be brilliant. Great atmosphere it'll be.